Hi. Grandma loved to party too, She was always saying, "What are we going to do with my money? I think we should throw a party." She had more meanings for the word goodness sakes than anybody I ever met. Perseverance should have been Grandma's middle name, along with Helen May or May not. She always said. That's what they called me, Helen May or May not, and she'd give this little crooked smile. And she loved her family so much. I asked her, "Grandma, what's the best thing in your life? What's the best thing that's ever happened to you?" She said, "Besides Buck, my family." She loved Buck. When I'm 95, if I get to live that old, I'm sure I'll be able to say I am still learning from my grandmother. She taught me so much about love and respect without hardly saying a word. Life wasn't always peaches and cream. But there was always love. And any minute that it seemed like there wasn't, she'd start singing that song. Time flies on wings of lightning. You cannot call it back. And she loved that song, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We all have favorite songs throughout different times in our lives. But that one brought her a lot of comfort. And she remembered a lot. A lot more than she ever let on. She was a wise woman. She was a very wise woman. And she loved her family. And she liked to party. She liked to party a lot. So you guys smile for her because she's not in pain anymore. And she was in pain a long, long, long time. And if there's one thing I learned from that woman, my grandmother, your mama, it was perseverance and to stand up straight. She was a good woman. She wasn't perfect. And in the last years of her life, she was honest. She was honest with herself. And she was honest with God. And she loved everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ.